Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me? Is it working today? Is my mic on? Hello? please somebody say yes or no here on this link. Not this link. On this chat, tell me, am I voicing? Can you hear me? Hello. Oh, thank you, Anne. Thank you, thank you. It's just because I just don't know if I'm functioning or not until I hear somebody say, yeah, you're okay. We hear you screaming. It's all right. Oh, goodness sakes. Blog Talk Radio is just so wonderful. But it has its good points, so I'm not going to complain. Wouldn't do me any good anyway. So that's okay. You know, we've got some awesome songs today. I found some awesome ones. John sent me some awesome ones. We just have a lot of awesome ones. So, oh, Lordy, it's been one heck of a busy day, and my brain is like, okay, do I function or do I want to go back to sleep in the refrigerator? The refrigerator sounds good right now. It's hot and muggy here, but that's okay. I'm getting used to it. Fine, turn a fan on. I'm good. I'm good. Or I tell myself I'm good. But somebody else tells me I'm crappy, then I'm good. See? Just agree with me. Just go with it and let it slide off. It's okay. It's okay. All right. First song we're going to get with here is one that was down at the bottom of the list, and I didn't see it on Tuesday. And it's like, oops, which is exactly what I thought when I finally saw it. But I'm going to play it now. Then we don't have to worry about missing it. It's going to be there. It's by Ned Miller. And the name of it is Invisible Tears.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I'll let you in. Although I'm only seeing pictures from the past, those arms are not real, but somehow I feel, if I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
Did you hear that ending? Did you hear that ending? That was awesome. That's an oldie, but a goodie. I like that song. I've always liked that. I was a kid and liked that song. Yeah, country western. It was on. All the time, it was on. But that's all right. That's good. That's where I heard a lot of the songs that I know now. So I can't really knock it. I don't really want to listen to them now, the old, old, old ones, but some of them are still good. Some of them, Roger Miller's always good. Doesn't matter. Roger Miller's always good. But here's one. All you youngsters are going to say is an old one, but it was in the 80s, if I remember correctly. And I don't consider it an old one because it's newer than my favorite. But Anyway, hey, it's a decent song. It's a decent song. I can't say it's one of my favorites, but I don't dislike it. And that's saying a lot sometimes for those 80s songs. So here is the Bangles. That could have been the first problem was their name. Anyway, here's the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian. And John sent this to me. Surprise! This is pretty cool. Phenomenal thing in this day and age. So there we go. Now we're ready to go out west to cowboy land. Well, I guess it wasn't out west all the time, but I came from out there and that's what we thought about. Anyway, here is from 1957, Elvis, and he's probably going to hate this, but hey, you know what? Lonesome Cowboy.
I am just a lonesome cowboy, and I'm traveling all alone. I ain't even got a nickel to call my baby on the phone. Thank you. just beyond the mountain lies a city, and I hear it calling me. Saddle up and ride, you lonesome cowboy. Here is where you'll find your destiny. In my dreams the lights shine bright and pretty, near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? How am I only reaching for a star?
For a star, for a star, for a star.
Clippy-cloppy is definitely 1950s, but that's okay. He did it in the 1950s. So, you know, that's all right. So it can go cloppy-cloppy-cloppy-cloppy. That's okay. But I like that song. Simple, straight to the point, love song. And you can swoon or whatever you want to do with it. It's okay. But I like it. That's my 9-year-old person talking. So that's okay. I'm glad she's still alive in there somewhere, so that helps. All right, guys. Yeah, it must be country western day. Well, up to a point, and then you're going to get your socks knocked off. But right now, John has sent me some really awesome songs, really awesome. And this is one of them, Lonesome Cowboy, I picked, okay? I don't think John would pick that. I picked it. But this one, John picked, and it's Tracy Byrd. Does anybody know Tracy Byrd's name? He was a fair-sized country singer a few years ago. You don't hear him so much now, but when I worked at the radio station, he was regular, right up there with George Strait and Trace Atkins and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, here's one of his big songs, and I love this. I'm going to have to sing this at some point because it just gets to me. Tracy Byrd and Keeper of the Stars.
It was no accident finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my heaven smiling down on me. as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts.
You want to put right straight to their heart, you know, because think about it. The keeper of the stars put you together. Isn't that a beautiful thought? I love that. It was all foreordained, and it was in God's plan, and you didn't do anything to change it, so it happened. Wouldn't that be just totally awesome? Oh, yeah. Draw that to the attention of the person you love. Yes, and just put it right straight into their, use one of Cupid's arrows. There you go, straight into their heart. That'll work. That'll work. If it doesn't work, do it more than once. He's got to fall over eventually. All right, here's another one John sent. I used to listen to Skeeter Davis a lot, but I never heard this song. But you know what? I like it. It's kind of cool. And if you listen to it, she's got kind of a weird accent when she's singing this song. It's kind of different. Anyway, here's Skeeter Davis. And John sent this, as I said. I can't help. I'm falling too.
You say that you're falling. You want me
she better be careful. She's going to skin her knees when she goes down. Anyway, that just came into my head because that's the style of country that I avoid nowadays. That is about as old-style country as you get. My goodness, but that's okay. You know, it's not bad. It's just not my flavor. That's all. That's all. Just not my flavor. But that's okay because you could really jazz that up and make it something really special. Yep. You got to get somebody that'll play guitar and drums, though. And you need a bass. Yeah. Anyway, that's not happening. So, okay, here's one y'all are going to love. And I know that because I love it. And John loves it. And it sounds like so much fun to have done, you know. Billy Fury and Elvis in a duet. And not a virtual duet. A duet, I believe. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But this is called, and you all know it already, but it's Because of Love.
Because of love, I'm 100 feet tall. I can bounce this world like a little ball. Will heaven and earth are now all mine. I jump to the moon from cloud number 9. Because of love, I'm a mighty big man. I hold the sun in the palm of my hand. With just one leap, I can cross the sea. I jump over mountains and fly to trees. Because of love. We are alive for love, I'm for love, and all that I can say.
Yep. That was a in-the-flesh duet, not a virtual duet. They did this together, and they did it on a movie set, but I don't remember and haven't been told today what movie it was, so maybe I'll find out, maybe I won't. If I do, I'll let you know. But I think that was, they did so good, you know, but, you know, Billy Fury was really good at blending with Elvis. You know, he could be similar if he wanted to. And he wanted to. So it was great. I really think it was great. All right, we've got, okay, let's do this one. You guys remember the Trogs? Maybe not. Sometimes, never. They were a 60s group, okay? And, well, you know the kinds of names those bands chose in the 60s was just kind of mostly strange, but a lot of bugs and animals. In fact, there was a band called The Animals, and Trogs. Okay. And I'm sure that was short for the Troglodytes, which is an ancient piece of humanity. At any rate, that's what people say. That's what scientists say. I'm not so sure. But at any rate, I think they were just a different kind of monkey myself, but that's just me. All right, here we are with the Trogs. And this is a rare version because they took the mono and made it stereo. Okay, because back in the day, back in the 60s when this came out, there was no such thing as a stereo unless it was a great big huge cabinet contraption that sat in your living room. You didn't get stereo sound on anything else back then. Okay? So everything was mostly mono, which meant it came out of one speaker. Okay? It didn't have two track, it came out of one speaker. All right. This, they took that one speaker song and made it into a stereo song so that it would come out of two speakers. Okay? So that's what this is, and it is, oh, hang on. You got the timing, I swear, girl. And I'm not,
that's
I'm
bad.
Not, I know, I'm not sure if I'm going to say good or bad, but you got the timing.
Yeah. I tried. Seriously, I said 5, and then I looked at the time, and I knew I was late, so I was like, ooh.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Are you ready? You want to do this now?
Sure. I was going to sing a song for you guys live today.
You sound so positive. Let me see. Okay, sure. I love you, Shauna.
Positive.
I love you. You're kind of
funny. What do you mean?
I love
I'm
it.
So positive. We're supposed to be positive because
no,
it
I'm
makes
not
your day better.
Positive. I'm just it's the hesitation when I say, "Are you ready for this?" It was the hesitation that said, "Maybe."
You did not have my cheerleading mentality in school when they said, "Are you ready?" It was like, "Yeah, let's go."
No, I was never a cheerleader. I did not aspire to be up in front of the student body jumping around and being stared at. I got stared at enough. I didn't need that. So anyway,
you know me, girl. I've always put myself out there. I'm not shy. I don't even know what that means. Ask my mother. You know her. I don't.
Oh yes. Oh yes. And you get it from her. But anyway.
No, I don't. Do not.
Well,
she is a little bit opposite of me. She is quiet and she's reserved and she's always uh-huh. sweet no matter what, even when she's mad. Oh, my mother is nothing like me.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, that would be so wonderful. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
She told me I get my gung-ho, must-do-this attitude from my father.
Okay. Well, I guess she had to get something from him. That's probably better than a lot of other stuff you could have got from him.
That is true. Since we are talking about the biological, yes, ma'am. I did not know him very well, but according to my family, I get my personality from him. Like, I guess that comes in naturally. I don't know.
That's not a bad thing, considering all the stuff you've done in your life and what you chose to do now. That's not a bad thing. You can deal with that part of it. You can deal with that. That's okay.
I can deal with that. I just know that I was born in generation, and I need a time machine ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, honey, if you're ready, introduce it and go for it, sweetheart.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready. I'm going to sing a song written by Johnny Cash.
Ooh, cool.
And it was also performed by Johnny Cash, but it was re-released by his daughter, Roseanne Cash. So they kept it in the family. So I'm going to sing the Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Go for it.
I'm going to try my best, girl. Live is so good. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sweetie. It didn't take any more time for you to sing it live than it would have if I'd played a recording.
That's true. But you know what? Sometimes we just have to have some experience singing things live, girl. You know, sometimes
we do. Yes.
Sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes.
Well, if you're singing live, it's a whole lot better if you've got a little experience at doing it. Take my word for it.
That's right. Thank you for my flowers. Wade just brought me flowers. Thank you, Wade.
Oh, good boy.
Wait, that's tiger lilies and baby breath. Thank you for picking them.
And these.
And yes, and those. Oh, these are what Miss Jenny
likes.
Good job, Wade. These are clover flowers. Thank you.
Oh, I like those. When I was a kid, I used to eat those.
Yeah, I'm coming to y'all live and my son brings me flowers. I mean, woohoo.
Hey,
all right.
Yeah, he
I need a curtsy now, right? I need a curtsy.
Yes, you got a curtsy. He's going to be a lady killer. You know that, darling. You know that. You are going to be.
Oh, you got to teach him young, girl. You got to teach him young.
Oh, yeah. And then see how much trouble
he's already. He's already a good boy. Every year he falls in love with at least three girls, you know.
Oh, only three. Only three. Okay.
It's been
behind.
About three, pretty much.
He's behind.
The average right now. We'll see what happens in high school. Oh, Lord, help me. But you know what? It's easier for for women raising boys than they are girls. You know, you worry too much with girls. With boys, you know, you don't have to worry as much.
Well, I've already told my son that he's going to have to put a minefield in the yard.
I told Wade, I was like, you're going to have to bring her home to Mama now. Mama going to have to see her.
Yes. And read the Riot Act and all that other good stuff. And it's, oh, my gosh. It's just my granddaughter. And I'm really not biased, but if you would see a picture of my granddaughter, she is totally beautiful. And my son is just going to have his hands full and then some. It's going to be a circus around their house. So I'm not going to go visit for a while.
Well, I'm just saying, Mama's got to approve. She just got to approve. If he's planning on buying land near our house, building him a house, and living near Mama because he can't handle being away, I better approve. That's his plans anyway. I said, you know, you're going to get sick of us. And you're going to want to move away.
Maybe not, honey. Maybe not. Boys don't often get sick of their mamas. Okay, they get sick of their daddies, but not their mamas.
This is what I hear. Just a precious little gift, and I couldn't live without them. I told Charles when he goes to college, I'm going to have to get myself a lap dog because I'm not going
to. Yeah. Or make sure every holiday is spent at home with Mama. That would work, too.
Oh, I'm sure if he's close enough, I'll be doing his laundry every other weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, and cooking some home-cooked meals that he's missing.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Oh, yes.
I am ready and willing and able to get all that started, but just not right now. He's 8, and he's already grown so much. I mean, it still feels like yesterday I brought him home from the hospital, and it just it's crazy. He's going to be in third grade in a couple of months. It doesn't seem right. Y'all have watched him grow in the last 4 years. It just doesn't seem right.
If you blink, he's going to be starting high school. So don't
blink. Maybe I'll try to learn how to not blink.
No blinking. You'll miss a whole lot if you blink.
Or sleeping.
Oh, forget sleep. That's passe. That's old-fashioned. You don't want to sleep. It's a waste of time.
Well, anyways, Miss Jenny, thank you for letting me have time today. I've got to keep going on my motherly duties. So.
Yeah, you got to get a vase for those flowers.
Yeah, when he comes in from outside from his four-wheeler and gives me flowers, that just means, hey, Mama, I'm done doing this, so I might just do something else. So, yeah, it's time for me to see what he's up to.
Keep tabs. Well, okay, honey, thank you for the song. You did a really good job. I enjoyed that.
You're welcome, and your listeners are welcome. I just appreciate you letting me do it, you know. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, darling.
And I might work on something else, you know, in a few weeks.
Okay.
For you guys.
Okay.
Right.
And we will talk to you soon then.
Okay, honey bun. I will. Talk to you later, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. All right. And I really did enjoy her song. I really do think she did a good job on that. And that was just a right song for her. That was good. Okay. Back to the Trogs. I haven't lost them. I haven't forgotten them. They're right there. So here is With a Girl Like You.
Dance with you, ba 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 ba.
All right. And yes, I do remember that song very well. Okay. And it's so fun to sing with. Ba 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 ba. You can go nuts with that. At any rate, everybody knows today is June 9th. Today is my sister's birthday. My sister Rita's birthday, and I don't have her permission, so I can't tell you how old she is, but she's a year and a half younger than me. So, and we all know by now, because of so much hype and publicity lately, that it is also Johnny Depp's birthday, his 59th birthday. Better watch out, son, you're getting old. But anyway, old enough. So, in celebration. Johnny Depp's birthday, he's not going to be listening to this, but on the off chance, who knows, this is a song by The Who, and they did this back in the day. I don't think they did it, they might have done it in the late 60s, most likely early 70s, but it's called My Generation, and this is Johnny Depp's band, Hollywood Vampires. So if you don't like the hard rock sound, because it does have quite a strident guitar, plug your ears for 3 minutes. Well, 2 minutes and 46 seconds, because I'm playing it anyway. I like the song. And the Hollywood Vampires, I think, did a decent job. So here it is. Happy birthday, Johnny Depp. And here's one of your band's songs.
Try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things that used to be awfully cold.
Talking about my generation.
If I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try to dig what we all see.
Talking about my generation.
Not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
But just talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Get around.
ringing. Your ears should be ringing right about now. And that is what tells me that it's Hollywood Vampires. It's not The Who. Their music didn't go quite that far. But wow. Hey, you know what? It's okay. I like it. I like it. It's something different. What else do you say? Either you like it or you don't, right? Either like it or you don't. I like it. I don't know if I could listen to every song in that style or that genre, but some songs it fits and it's okay. That one is okay. All right, let's go. Okay, I've got some. Okay, here is a song that Dawn sent me today by The Who they originally did My Generation that we just heard from Hollywood Vampires. This now is The Who from back when, and it's called Happy Jack. Okay, I saw you too. Oh, musicians are a strange breed. They always have been. They always will be. And it's okay. But do not expect normalcy from musicians and singers. Normalcy doesn't happen. It's foreign to them. So there you go. But they do have a heck of a lot of fun. My gosh. They're working all the time, so they got to have fun. You rehearse during the day. You work at night, sometimes six nights a week, seven nights a week. If you're in Vegas, it doesn't matter. And they got to have fun where they can grab it. So they're nuts. That's what it boils down to. They're nuts. But it's cool. It's cool. All right, here's another one that John sent me today. This is Johnny Ray, Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain. My heart
a microphone, whether they're on stage or in a studio or wherever, how do they manage to whistle into a microphone? I could never do it because I would always start laughing. Just, you know, maybe guys are different and they can do stuff like that. I ain't going to go around checking and finding out. I'm not that curious about it. If they can, they can. If they can't, they can't. I can't. So it's all right. I can't yodel either. So, hey, you know, no surprise, right? There we go. I'm full of enough surprises without that. Hey, do you guys, I know you don't remember the name Craig Douglas, or maybe you do. I didn't. But I do know this song. John sent this to me today. It's Only 16. Under the category of how do they know? I fell in love when I was 14 and I married him when I was 18 and stayed married for 30 years and then stuck around for another 40 like an idiot trying to fix things. But anyway, I think you staying married for 30 years when you start that young, that's got to be some kind of a record of some sort, you know. So I don't think you're ever too young to fall in love. Not really. It may not last forever. That's okay. People change. As they get older, they change. So it may not last forever. That's not a problem. People wait until they're in their 30s to get married, and it doesn't last very long. So what does that have to do with how young you are when you fall in love? You can fall in love anytime. It's of the heart, not your chronological age. It's what your heart says, and the heart wants what it wants. So listen to your heart. If you love somebody, tell them you love them, and mean it when you say it. Don't break somebody's heart by saying it and not meaning it, because that will break somebody's heart. So don't do that. But if you feel that love, tell that person you do. It's important. You got to spread as much love around this world as we possibly can, because we certainly don't have enough. And that's how that one goes. So speaking of love, now this isn't between a man and a woman. This is between a man and his daughter. Okay. Now, when I first heard this, this song, it was by a different artist, and I was little, and I couldn't figure out what they were talking about. But this is Take One, 1964 version of Elvis doing Memphis, Tennessee.
There we go, RP, A4, 1004, track one.
Near me, Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Marco took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Song, but it's a nice song. It's got a nice sentiment where daddy's trying to get hold of his daughter, you know, and she's 6 years old and tried to call daddy and didn't get hold of him. She's probably in a panic and crying and all that. I remember being 6 years old and wanting to talk to my daddy. Didn't happen, but doesn't mean I didn't want to. Anyway, now when I turned 18, I wondered why, but you know, that's neither here nor there. That's a different story. This is a nice song. That's what I think. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Nobody else has to care. It's okay. All right, I have a request from Anne. And this is nice. This is a love song, yes, from Shania Twain. And I have liked this from the first time I heard it. And y'all should like it too. It's called From This Moment.
I do swear that I'll always be there. I'd give anything and everything, and I will always care. Through weakness and strength, happiness and sorrow, for better, for worse, I will love you with every beat of my heart. From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your
true. Because
Oh, yeah. I love that song. To me, that's a wedding song. You know, a first dance, something like that. But you know what? We all feel that way at the beginning, don't we? You do. You think that the love is going to last forever. Nothing can get in the way of it. Nothing can destroy it. And it doesn't often happen. It doesn't often last forever. But while it does last, it's beautiful until it starts to fall apart. But sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get lucky and it does last forever. And that's the kind of love we all look for. That's why we keep trying. That's why we keep having the romantic feelings about people we meet. Because we keep trying. We want that forever love. We want someone to touch our heart and to let us touch their heart and for it to last forever. Boy, we are an optimistic people, aren't we? Oh, my goodness sakes. Just never let anything kill that. It's special. It's special. All right, I'm going to do one for you now just because it follows Shania's song so well, and I want to. Caliber as Shania, but the songs went together so well. Yeah, and I wanted to. It just continues that feeling inside, you know. It just continues it. Okay, take a deep breath. Time to go forward to a slightly different feel, okay? And this is John's fault. John said this one. So be forewarned. And you know, John, just stand up and say, yes, I did it. I did it. Yes, it was me. This is Real Wild One by Iggy Pop.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Good. Even Iggy Pop can be good. It's his name that puts me off. I mean, you know, it's like, ooh, okay. But you listen to his music and it's not half bad, you know. Just ain't bad at all. All right. How about the Bay City Rollers? Everybody likes the Bay City Rollers, right? How about Saturday Night?
Hey, you are.
Saturday night, I just can't wait.
Now that's a good driving song. Yes. And I don't mean like the beat is driving. I mean, you get in your car and drive. That's a good driving song. Yeah, I've tested it many times. It's a good driving song. You got to test these things out before you say them so people can believe what you're saying, because they'll know that you've done it, right? And that could get you in trouble, believe me. But, yeah, I went driving and tested this one. It's a good driving song. So there you go. Sometimes you just want to get in the car and go, you know. Sometimes at night it just strikes you, I got to go driving under the stars. See what's happening, if anything. Just if nothing's happening, at least you're out in the peace under the stars in the night. Yeah, and it just kind of calms you down, and it's really nice because there's not much traffic, that's for sure. I found out the other day, I drove, the first time I ever drove was when I went to the store the other day and came home in the dark for the first time since I've lived here. Thank you, GPS. Thank you, God, for the person that invented it. But it was really nice. It was really nice to just be out there, and you go around the curves and over the hills. I mean, it's a windy country road. What can I tell you? But it was very peaceful, hardly any traffic. That's what made it nice. You just enjoy the dark, and you enjoy the trees as they go by in your headlights, and it's just peaceful. I wish I'd had somebody to talk to, but that didn't happen, so it's okay, and my radio's broke. If you don't think that's not hard on me, oh my gosh. Anyway, that's how it is. I need a new car, and it's not going to happen anytime soon, but that's how it goes. I can live. It's not going to hurt me. Anyway, here is, okay, Country Western Time, guys. Country. Now, this is an old song. This came out in, It was the 80s this came out, by Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, did y'all know that Billy Ray Cyrus used to be a Chippendale dancer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got in trouble with his wife a couple of times. From his wife, I'm not sure. I don't know if she actually took the frying pan and wiped him up alongside the head, but she probably should have. Anyway, they didn't stay together very long, and it was part of what he thought he could do when he was a Chippendale dancer. I mean, you know, it kind of entitles them, I guess. I don't know how. Oh, well, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to do it, so it's okay. At any rate, here is Billy Ray Cyrus, not too long after he gave up dancing and became a singer, Achy Breaky Heart.
Tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother. for my mind. It might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his plan.
Thing for a while too, because he would dance on the stage, and it, of course he kept his clothes on, but you know, still and all, he was doing his moves up there on the stage, and he wore jeans that you swear somebody spray painted on him. So he was playing on that Chippendale thing for a while until he made it big, and then he kind of relaxed and was in. And did you know that Miley Cyrus is his daughter? She's got a completely different style, but, you know, that's where she got her singing from. Her voice is from her daddy. He did not want her to be a singer, and she said words and did it anyway. So probably got her temper from him, too. But I don't know about that. That's just something that fell out of my mouth. Don't listen to me. Anyway, you know, the other day I was telling you guys about Tom T. Hall, and his nickname that they put on him was Storyteller. Well, you know what? I picked up one of those songs that I was telling you about so that you could say what they mean by Storyteller. Here is Faster Horses.
Was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tanned. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear, you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money. He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Well,
was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey.
Yeah, especially the older whiskey, right? More money. Everybody's after that all the time. I don't know why. It's just silly. But at any rate, as long as you have enough to eat and pay your bills, be satisfied. Some people don't have even that much. So that's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, all right. Here's something, and I think John likes this one too, if I remember correctly. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense, and Peppermint.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but frightens, clutter your mind. Incense on top of mint, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense on top of mint, meaningless sounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your smile.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Sitting inside of that, or sitting in front of that big cabinet radio, one of the old style that had the cloth screen and then the wood pillars in front of that to hold it on, and it was a tube radio. Oh, that'll take you back, a tube radio. Ooh, right, John? Anyway, I thought this would be a fun one. It was one of my favorites. I used to always love this. It used to make me laugh. The Fenderman, Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Will you meet another mule skinner down on your new mud run?
Country I like. Yes, that is from way back in the 50s. And I love that. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. I love it. Ever since I was like knee-high to a grasshopper. I like that. That is the kind of old-style country that I can listen to and be happy. That's wonderful. Not all of the doom and gloom, sad and crying stuff, you know, that gets old. It is old. Hey, okay, never mind. I already said that. Pick her up now, guys. Pick her up. Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar.
Don't say
had fun with that one. They had, you can always tell when the band is having fun doing what they're doing. You can tell because they're bored with what they're doing, or if they don't like what they're doing and they're playing it because somebody else might like it, you can tell the difference. When they're doing what they like, it's alive and it's fresh and it moves. It has a feeling in it. If they don't like it, it's got none of that. Rolling Stones liked doing that song. They did like it. And I love that song. It took me a while to figure out what it was all about, but I was a little slow as a teenager. What can I tell you? You know, you get one boyfriend when you're 14, and you stick with the same guy, and you marry him when you're 18, and then you stay married. You don't have a whole lot of vast experience except for what he shows you. And luckily, he was a guitar player in a band for a number of years, so I learned a lot without having to have the life experience and the heartbreak to do it. So, no, all my heartbreak came a little bit later all at once and just piled up in a big old mountain, but it's gone now, so we're okay. I'm okay. You guys don't have to even pay attention to it. Okay, here is another song that I love. And this is a beautiful song. So we're going to slow things down a little bit. And this is the Little River Band doing a song called Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. Yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And besides, I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know.
And as y'all can tell, that was Kenny Rogers, not Little River Band. It's probably right next to each other, and I wrote it down wrong. I do that. I don't know, dyslexic or something. I have no idea. My eyes go crossed, and I can't see straight. But at any rate, guess what? It is that time of the show again to where I say thank you for everybody that showed up for the show in the chat and for making it lively. It was lively. There were a couple of things that just, it was lively. I enjoyed it. And thank you, Shauna, for coming on air and singing that song again. I really did enjoy it. It was good, girl. It was good. And thank you, everybody out in internet land. I don't know who you might be because I can't see you, obviously, but thank you for joining us anyway. I hope you enjoyed all the music, no matter what kind of music it was. We had a lot of different kinds of music. And I thank you for joining me and for just being here, because that's what makes it worth doing. If nobody's here listening, it's not worth doing. But I know you're out there listening because the numbers reflect that. And I thank you so much for that. I hope you keep joining us. Today is Thursday, so the next show is going to be the Gospel Show on Sunday. It's at the same time in the same place. There will be a link posted to a lot of the groups, the Elvis groups. Go looking for it. It's also on my Facebook page and on the TLC Radio Network page. So you can find the link. It's not difficult to locate. Go look for it and join us again. Enjoy more music, lift up your heart, lift up your spirit, and it helps you be happy and feel good about life. And that's what music is for. That is what music is for. Okay? So, God bless you. God keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay safe, stay well, and don't cause any trouble. At least none you can't get out of. Okay? Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Oh, boy. Now, here's a song you're all going to recognize, and it's called Every Breath You Take.
Every bond you break, every I know you're watching me. I'm just a child, you know. Don't hurt me. Every step you take is going to get me in trouble, you know. Take it easy, baby. That's all. One step at a time.